Keller kept them in there, and on the power play there, big glove save to keep you guys in it. What did you see on that? Did you maybe think that that's where he was going with it?
On the glove save?
Yeah.
I didn't really anticipate where he was going on that. I just tracked the puck into my glove.
As you adjust into a new team and a new PK, how are you finding the post-to-post movements? There are shots, but usually I guess the Jets' strategy is to keep them, keep you not having to move quite so far across.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it. It gives us goalies a bit of some predictability. For us, we give away the flanks and allow that shot, which gives us a bit of trust from the coaching staff and the players to us, and it makes things pretty easy.
How are you feeling confidence-wise to have two starts to your NHL or two wins to your NHL Jets career?
Yeah, definitely helps coming in and being able to get my first two starts, first two wins, and having a successful preseason as well. It just kind of adds to the confidence each game.
It looked like you were playing your best tonight when it was either even or you guys had just that one goal lead. How would you describe your approach once they were kind of building some momentum and your ability to shut it down?
To be honest, I don't think I noticed the way I played and my perspective of the game changed based on the score, which I think is a good thing. Whatever the score was, I was kind of focusing on the same stuff.
How did you feel after that first period of getting all those shots?
It was nice. Having 16 shots in the first period gets you into it right away. But to be honest, I thought even with 16 shots and they had the majority of the play in our end, I still thought we kept them to the outside, and our decor made it relatively easier on me than previous game.
See contributions from a lot of your defenders, players, Morrissey,
Trudeau? Yeah, no, absolutely. Our decor here is elite, and they definitely contribute consistently, and it's nice for them to have done it again tonight.
Past about playing behind the defensive structure that this team has makes it a lot easier to anticipate where the shots are going to come from. Have you noticed that, or how would you describe what you've seen from playing behind this defense and this team?
Yeah, absolutely. On this team, very rarely, at least so far in my small sample size here, there's less cross crease or through the seam plays, backdoor plays that you have to worry about. So it gives you that extra confidence to play at the top of your crease.